Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počeli. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
Grčija se je znašla v verigi držav, ki množično zavračajo begunce. V ta namen pa so aktivirali tudi specialne enote, ki prebežnike zavračajo na turški meji na odprtem morju. Do razkritja skrajnih kršitev človekovih pravic je prišlo po pričanju več beguncev, ki so svojo izkušnjo opisali kot brutalno, seveda nevredno človeškega dostojanstva. Sicer je eden od somalijskih beguncev povedal, da so jim policisti na morju odstranili zaščitne jopiče in jih nato vrgli v vodo. Proces zbiranja dokazov je trajal več kot eno leto, med drugim pa sta se dva francoska novinarja pretvarjala kot imigranta, da sta lahko izkušnjo doživela na lastno kožo. Preiskavo je vodila nemška nevladna organizacija ProAzil. Medtem je Evropsko sodišče za človekove pravice odločilo, da članice Evropske unije ne smejo vračati beguncev v matično državo na podlagi spolne usmerjenosti oziroma morajo preveriti, če bi jim matična država zaradi spolne usmerjenosti, če bi jih matična država zaradi spolne usmerjenosti diskriminirala. Odločitev je posledica poziva nizozemskega urada za podeljevanje azilov trem istospolnim prosilcem za azil iz Ugande, Sierra Leona in Senegala naj se vrnejo v domači kraj, tam pa svojo usmerjenost skrivajo. Še nekaj z begunci povezanega se širi po medijih. V Siriji je zaradi kaotičnega stanja izbruhnila tudi nalezljiva bolezen polio, akutna paraliza otrok, kar dodatno povečuje strah Evropske unije. Zavračanje pa se kaže tudi z dejanji, ki jih izvaja Bolgarija. Ta je namreč začela graditi zid na meji s Turčijo, da bi zmanjšala število imigrantov. Zdravstveni eksperti pa grozijo, da se ima virus moč širiti leto dni, šele takrat pa udari s polno močjo. O problematiki Evropske unije glede prebegov smo spregovorili s Karlom Kopom, vodjo ProAzila, organizacijo, ki je pripravila poročilo, ki razkriva brutalne metode grške obalne straže.
It was one year process, and if in detail during the last month we covered a lot of new cases concerning pushbacks from territorial water, Greek territorial water, islands, and boats in distress, and the last case, the last interview of our report is from 1st of November when we interviewed via Skype two French journalists who were involved in a pushback operation in front of Samos Island at the end of July. And during this pushback operation, it was very tough. Guns were involved, masked special units. In this pushback operation, three Afghan boat people, three Afghan refugees, where after being pushed back with the whole group and the French journalists, the Greeks did not understand these are journalists from Europe, these Afghan refugees were deported back after a few days to Afghanistan. So we have also a case of chain deportation, very fresh one covered in these findings.
We'll be right back. nadaljuje z akteri, ki prisilno vračajo begunce, namesto da bi jih registrirali, jim celo vzamejo dokumente, kar pa je še najmanj, saj neposredno prispevajo k nezgodam, ki vodijo v smrt.
This is the Greek Coast Guard and it's a special unit. But it's always a combination. So let's say the crucial aspect is of this report, of the findings. We have very, very detailed description how it works, how are the methods, who was involved. We have numbers of boats, yeah? So it's impossible, the dates, it's possible to identify the perpetrators. And it's quite clear, we speak about Greek territorial water, we speak about pushbacks from Greek islands. People were detained without registration on different islands, Chios, Samos, Lesbos. We cover 66 cases on the military, from the military island Pharmakonissi. People were detained without registration. There were cases, many cases of ill treatment. We cover 9 cases. We would say this degree of ill treatment is torture on the island of Pharmakonissi. And this makes the difference, maybe, because we have really very heavy evidence in this report, and we want to bring this to justice. And we had a lot of negative experience concerning ill treatment by state officials during the last years in Greece. Normally the victims are not protected. But in this case, we want to create an additional pressure from outside, from the European Commission, from CPT, the Anti-Torture Committee, from others, EU Ombudsman. And also we want to put additional pressure on Frontex, because Frontex is present in the region, and we want to ask whether they are involved in an indirect way. And at this point, it's quite clear for us, if based on this evidence, it's time to leave, to terminate the operation, to leave Greece.
Mnenje Frontexa poda ga Mihael.
Frontex is definitely aware about such allegations. And for last 12 months we received like a dozen of reports within our reporting system. We have a reporting system for coordinated operations where officers are directly reporting such cases to Frontex, and we've been trying to investigate that together with Greek authorities. So far, all the cases that we asked for explanations to Greek authorities were like refused in a way that, I mean, not such praxis took place. There are still a few cases that are going on, and we will be waiting for the results. But definitely, we are talking about 12 cases that we were aware of. The ProAzil report talks about, if I remember correctly, 60, 70 cases. That's a completely different scale, definitely.
COP ne more mimo širše krivde, ki si jo deli Evropska skupnost. O čem še govori poročilo?
The European complicity concerning this border closure, first the land border, the Evros region, you remember 2012, German Minister of Interior, the Austrian and 5 others put pressure on Greece, close this border, yeah? Otherwise we kick you out of Schengen. And the fatal consequence was that they closed it in a very, very tough way, additional staff, this new wall or fence in Evros region and so on, new detention centers, EU financed, prolongation of detention and so on. So all this operation worked, and the success story of the Fortress Europe architectures was like this. They closed the border. The consequence was the escape route shifted back to Aegean. Minimum 149 persons, men, women, kids, died during the last 12 months in the Aegean, minimum. And the main victims of the of this kind of border closure were Afghan and Syrian refugees and Somali refugees and Eritrean refugees. And then we cover, in this period of 12 months, we cover about 2,000 pushback cases in a life-threatening way after the closure of the Evros border. So this is, this shows the complicity of Europe. Nobody talk about this human rights violation. Or the Minister of Interior in Germany don't care about these human rights violations. He only want to close the border, do the dirty business, and then everything is fine. And, you know, then we talk about, we stand by you, Syrian refugees, solidarity with the Syrian refugees, the main group of victims in the context of this pushback operation from territorial water, land border, Greek islands, and boats in distress are Syrian refugees. Men, women, babies, people who suffered a lot, traumatized people, pregnant women, a cancer patient was pushed back twice, what we cover in our documentation. So this is a hypocrite attitude of Europe. Yeah? Don't talk about we stand by you if you violate the rights of Syrian refugees on a daily basis at European border.
Frontex se pač ne čuti krivega, tudi ne dolžnega zapustiti grški teritorij. Saj v primerih, ko so se kršile pravice ljudi, ta organizacija ni sodelovala. Če so še pred leti begunci umirali v reki Evros, je zaradi sprememb na terenu, ne le pri vzpostavitvi zidu, prehod po kopnem skoraj da izginil.
So when the wall was, the fence was built, there were not really, it had not big impact on the migratory flows. What had impact on the migratory flows in Greece was the start of Operation Aspida, which means shield. Hellenic police sent 1,800 additional officers to the Greek-Turkish border, and since the start of this operation, I think they started in August 2012, the number of migrants arriving to Greece dropped to almost zero.
Karl Kopp podrobneje opiše proces pridržanja, ki se izvaja mimo zakona in izgona pomoči potrebnih ljudi.
Refugees were detained in an informal way on boats, coast guard boats, islands like Farmakonis and other places, and informal, not really existing detention places in Evros region, the land border. So they were detained for some hours or some days, maximum 3 days, without being officially registered. So that means they are not existing. Yeah? Without any access to lawyers and so on. Sometimes without any access to food or water. Yeah? So that means it's a procedure without any rights. To give you one example, 24th of August, a boat with 14 boat people from Syria was in distress. Early in the morning, 8 o'clock, the engine broke. They were on the way to Leros, a Greek island. We got this information from other refugees because we had interviews in Izmir at the same day, and we informed UNHCR and called the refugees back and told them make a distress alert, yeah, inform the Greek authorities and so on that they can locate you and rescue you. Next, in the evening, the mobile was switched off. We were in contact with family members from UK. Next day, there was no boat, no dead bodies. It disappeared. Next day, we informed Frontex, Warsaw. We appealed, please make an alert. We try to find this dinghy. We alerted again the Greek authorities. Our Turkish colleague informed the Turkish. So Sunday, everybody was searching for this boat officially, but there was no boat. Then one person told me, because we were desperate, because we thought these 14 people died already, one person told me there is only one chance that they are still alive. It's a pushback operation. 3 days later, we got the information from a family member from UK. They are alive. They were pushed back in the morning back to Turkey. That means these boat people stayed during a distress alert, official distress alert, on a Greek island without any registration. They were beaten by masked special forces of the Greek Coast Guard. Ill treatment. After 3 days, they pushed them back without any means, that means without any machine, without any benzene and so on, and they were rescued by the Turkish Coast Guard. Maybe this gives you a flavor how it works. And what does it mean if you are not existing, if you are not exist in the process of alert?
Ne do cela, pa vendarle dovolj pozitivna novica prihaja strani Evropske skupnosti. Sodišče je odločilo, da države Evropske unije ne smejo zavrniti prosilcev za azil, ki so istospolno usmerjeni, v domovini pa kazensko preganjani. O splošni obravnavi istospolnih prosilcev za azil govori Meroe Hennessy iz Evropskega sveta za begunce in azilante, krajše ECRI.
Asylum seekers in Europe today face a number of challenges, and among those seeking asylum are gay and lesbian asylum applicants. And across Europe, what we can see from research such as the Fleeing Homophobia report is that they face a number of additional obstacles and challenges that other asylum seekers face, such as an overemphasis on credibility assessment as to whether they are gay or not, and an overemphasis on whether or not they can access protection in their countries of origin. So the Court of Justice ruling of yesterday is significant in confirming aspects of EU law that such persons should receive protection in Europe and their asylum claims should be treated both humanely and with dignity, and they should have respect for all the rights that they are entitled to when they are granted asylum.
Kaj prinaša odločitev sodišča v Luksemburgu?
So it's important to be aware that the Dutch court in asking this question to the European Court of Justice focused on only a number of specific questions, such as whether a gay or lesbian asylum seeker falls under the Refugee Convention as a member of a particular social group, and whether they can be expected to conceal their orientation if they're returned to the country of origin to avoid persecution. So what you have referred to as the discretion requirement. And also they asked specifically whether, if there is criminal legislation in the country of origin, whether that in itself equals persecution by targeting specifically gays and lesbians. To be very clear, the court was only asked a number of questions and it therefore only addressed those questions. Its response is binding for all EU member states, the Court of Justice's responses. So the implications are that now it has confirmed that member states cannot in assessing asylum claims of gay and lesbians ask them to be discreet or to go and hide in order to avoid persecution in their country of origin. The court has also confirmed what is accepted in many jurisdictions already, that lesbian and gay asylum seekers form part of membership of a particular social group under the Refugee Convention. And where there is a missed opportunity in the judgment in is the fact that now it has said that criminalization and its application equals persecution. So the court did not say that criminalization per se, so legislation that is not enforced in itself, is persecution. And ECRE would disagree with that and believe firmly that criminalization, which is targeting gays and lesbians specifically, is itself persecutory. And we can see this from the European Court of Human Rights jurisprudence, which has very clearly shown that such criminalization legislation is itself a violation of human rights under the European Convention on Human Rights. So it was unfortunate that the court did not engage with that. There are obviously positive aspects to this Court of Justice judgment in confirming again that yes, gay and lesbian asylum seekers form part of membership of a particular social group and therefore should be granted protection under the Refugee Convention. And it is also very important in clearly stating that administrative authorities in assessing asylum claims across Europe cannot say that you could go and hide in your country of origin to avoid persecution. So there are important aspects to this judgment. But I would say there has been a missed opportunity in addressing whether the fact that there is criminalization in law, and it's important to remember that this is in law in 76 countries around the world, itself equals persecution.
Odločitev ni popolna, vendarle pa obvezuje članice. A že sedaj članice pogosteje istospolnim osebam ne podeljujejo azila. V Veliki Britaniji zavrnejo 73% prosilcev in 93% prosilcev za azil, ki so istospolno usmerjeni. Kakšne so lahko pričakovane reakcije držav članic?
It may be that some states will focus more on the credibility assessment of asylum claims. For those who are claiming to be gay or lesbian from a certain country, that may be that is already a huge challenge in how these asylum claims are accepted and examined across Europe. And I think it's very important that any such assessment is taken in a consistent and in a clearly in line with the law, including human rights obligations, and that any such assessment also must respect fundamental rights. So there is, of course, initiatives that are carried out, including recent research by one of our members, the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, on how to conduct credibility assessments across Europe, a specific training manual that can guide and assist decision makers when they are looking at all types of asylum applications that they may receive in Europe. So it's critical that training is applied and it is implemented correctly as well in the day-to-day casework of decision makers.
Kultivator je pripravila aktualno politična redakcija.
Je, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
V vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.